Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, once again, we're speaking with Dr. Tim Baker, who was voted one of the 50 most talented global training and development leaders by the World HRD Congress. Dr. Baker is an expert in teams and leadership and author of 9 books, including his latest, Winning Teams, which we will be touching on once again today. And today's subject matter is the 8 characteristics of high-performing teams. Dr. Baker, always great to have you, and thanks for your time once again.
Absolute pleasure, Eric. Great to be with you.
Certainly always our pleasure, and looking forward to continuing the conversation per your latest book, Winning Teams. And I'm sure listeners are curious right off the bat to know what the 8 characteristics of high-performing teams are. Can you briefly identify those 8 characteristics?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. Look, I identified 8 characteristics of high-performing teams, and I think for many of your listeners, many of these won't be a surprise, but I think what I've done is put a coherent model together of the key attributes of a high-performing team. And these attributes include building trust. Trust is critically important, of course. It's the glue that makes the team stick. Shared leadership, that is where the leader is using the resources of the team to make better decisions so that they're not just making unilateral decisions. Being agile, and of course that's a big word in this day and age, but really being able to be flexible and maneuverable in a volatile marketplace. Creating a purpose, a team that has a very clear purpose is likely to be a winning team. Managing stakeholders is critically important. No team is working in isolation. They have lots of stakeholders that they have to work with. So that's another characteristic. Improving systems, always looking at how we can do things better, faster, easier, safer, perhaps with better interpersonal cooperation. Utilizing diversity, not just in terms of age or gender, but also in terms of the way people actually think. And of course, many of us have come across people who think differently to us, and that can be really a huge asset if it's utilized properly. And the final one is learning continuously, and that is having this mindset that we'd never arrive. We're always trying to be better. We're always trying to do things more effectively and efficiently. So, Eric, they are the 8 characteristics of high-performing teams that I've identified, and most high-performing teams would have those characteristics, I would imagine.
Certainly some outstanding information, and thanks for sharing those 8 characteristics with us. Most helpful. Now, is there one characteristic specifically that's more important than any other of those 8?
Absolutely. I think they're all interrelated. And the good news is if your team is achieving one of those characteristics, it's likely to have a positive impact on the other characteristics. But I guess the bad news is if one of those characteristics isn't in place, it's likely to impact on other characteristics. So all of those characteristics work together. But to get to the point of your question, I think building trust is the critically important characteristic because without trust, very little can happen between human beings. In fact, I'd say it's the cornerstone of everything that we do in terms of working with other people. It's a bit like, I would say, the mortar between the bricks in a wall. Without the mortar there, the bricks in the wall will fall eventually. And so it's critically important. But of course, we don't always notice that mortar until something goes wrong. And that's normally the case with trust. Trust is, I mean, as we all know, trust is very easy to lose. It doesn't take long. It can be done in a blink of an eye. But it can take a long time to gain. So I would suggest that building trust is probably the key characteristic of those 8 that I've gone through, and they are critically important to a team's success.
I'd have to agree with you that trust is the major factor of those characteristics, and it certainly is important in any part of our lives, whether if it's business or personal, So I'm really glad that you brought that up as well. Now, you talk a lot about the New Zealand rugby team, the All Blacks, as an example of a high-performing team in the world of sports. If you would, tell us, who are the All Blacks in case our listeners aren't familiar?
Absolutely, Eric. Yes, I'm a rugby tragic, and the All Blacks are the premier rugby team in the world, or pretty much have been consistently up the top of the rankings for many, many years. In fact, they have an 83% winning margin. So that's an extremely high margin of winning. And it hasn't always been like that for the All Blacks, but several years ago, they fell into a slump after one of their World Cups. And the then coach decided to focus on the culture of the team. So that was his primary focus. And the emphasis there was on building on the relationship dimension of the team. So the coach spent quite a considerable amount of time working hard on the off-field aspects of training, how the players interacted with each other, and in fact, it worked. And of course, the All Blacks now are a great example of a high-performing team in the world of sport. And I use them as an example all the way through the book to give little examples and anecdotes of what they've done to be so successful.
And as an avid professional sports fan, I certainly can appreciate that example and using that within the book as well. Today, we're joined by Dr. Tim Baker, an expert in teams and leadership and author of 9 books, including his latest, Winning Teams. And he's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, taking that further, Dr. Baker, can you give us an example of how the All Blacks applying one of those 8 characteristics? Touch on that.
Yes, so let's look at shared leadership. Now, shared leadership is one of the 8 characteristics I went through of high-performing teams. So let's think of that for a moment. There's a story I refer to in the book that talks about a new player who's just joined the team. So this player has just joined the All Blacks. They decided to hit the town. They made a bit of a spectacle of themselves after a long night in a bar in New Zealand. And needless to say, they got themselves into a bit of strife. But instead of the conventional action that comes out of those sort of situations where they would front the board or a coach, the player actually fronted the leadership team of the All Blacks. Now, what I mean by that are these were the 4 players, the most senior players in the team. And in fact, this player would have idolized these 4 players. And all of a sudden, they were put in a room with these 4 players, and they were expected to explain themselves, you know, why did you do what you did, and so forth and so on. And you can imagine that would be a fairly intimidating set of circumstances for a young player coming into such a star-studded team as the All Blacks. But you could also imagine that it was highly effective, because we've now got shared leadership working for us. This player obviously didn't want to let down those 4 idols of theirs. And in fact, they came out of that meeting and apologised to the public for their actions and promised that it wouldn't happen again, and it didn't happen again. That's a classic example of shared leadership, Eric, where the responsibility is shared amongst the players rather than just staying with the coach or the board of the All Blacks.
Certainly a great example for sure, and thanks for that once again. Now, what about one tip as we conclude today from the All Blacks team and their application of one characteristic of high performance?
The All Blacks actually have a mindset of improving continuously, which of course is another characteristic of high-performing teams. And in fact, I was speaking to one of their selectors who's written a lovely testimonial for my book. And they argue that everything that they say, think and do is always open for change. And so when they select the player, obviously what they do is they look for high talent, the capacity to have a high skill set. Clearly that is really important. But what really separates the players when they get selected is the mindset that they have. And what the selectors are looking for, in fact, are this mindset of continuous improvement, and they're looking for it in the way the players prepare, the way they bounce back from defeat, how they you know, how they move forward and so forth. So that would be an example of a tip that the All Black team looks at in terms of high performance.
Again, Dr. Baker, we really appreciate your time and all the information shared. Always outstanding, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they can pick up the book, Winning Teams. Also tap into your other books as well and be in touch per your leadership and your training, etc. Where's the best place to get further details?
Best place to go, Eric, is www.winnersatwork.com.au, and all the information and details will be readily available there.
And that's easy enough. Again, Dr. Baker, all the best, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Dr. Tim Baker, an expert in teams and leadership and author of 9 books, including his latest, Winning Teams. And for all the details, simply visit winnersatwork.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.